This is the continuation, part two, of a letter written when Z was involved in Peer Task Force. I'm on page number 5 of 6. People need a voice, not a vote. It has not been possible to process the flow of a democratic voice until the advent of the computer. Now it is possible. A computer can also be the repository for a dynamic statement of policies and principles. The founding of the new chosen instrument could coincide with the formulation of the Constitution. Conclusion. We have more, much more to share. It is with this we can begin a relationship or determine whether we can have any more to do with CATA, CATA. Warmest regards, Peer Task Force, Z.P. Charnot, Ph.D., and Ronald F. Talbot. And that letter was written to Mr. Robert Lang, Executive Director of CATA in Ottawa, Canada. Here is another letter to Mr. Robert Lang, Executive Director, Canadian Advanced Technology Association, CATA, 130 Slater Street, Suite 310, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, K1P6E2. This was written by Z. Charnot on Friday, June the 5th, 1981. Regarding, thanks for data, office communications, chosen instrument, and October conference. Dear Bob, thank you for the information on liquid crystal display systems. I followed up with a telephone call to Mr. Bruce. He said he told Mr. Rice about He said he would tell Mr. Rice about me, call, and would send some data. I continue my exchanges with Moore Corporation. They build carefully and steadily. Allow me to indulge in philosophy briefly. We aren't effective with good intentions and profuse efforts. We must make the right kind of efforts. The 20. Canada must be serious about being world class. Canada must act in season. Planting seeds out of season with utmost good intent doesn't mean they'll grow. Someone must realize that there is more of value we may fail to gain than we have any possibility of losing. Move. Enclosed is a photocopy of my associate's speech. Perhaps both of us may usefully help with the fall conference. I expect to be in Ottawa soon. I'll let you know when I'm coming. I can only suggest that the 20 or CATA retain us for some incipient effort to help you direct some combustible effort. Kind regards, Peer Task Force. This is a third letter, also written to Mr. Bob Long, same address, regarding Sunday, August the 23rd, 1981. Regarding the Ministry of Education, Terminal, Specs, Source, Canadian Innovation Foundation. Dear Bob, I enjoyed our visit last week. Some real kinship in moral concern flows between us. Enclosed, please find a photocopy of an article from the Canadian Homeschooler, quoting from the Globe and Mail. I thought the reaction was interesting. It provides some of the marketing base for the Educational Terminal Project. Don Anderson, with whom I am associated in Peer Task Force, was visiting with us all afternoon and evening yesterday. I updated him on the Office of the Future Project. I told him about the possibility of investing Canadian Innovation Foundation funds in the project. He liked the idea. I introduce him to you by means of a photocopy of his curriculum vitae. Note, he is a past partner in Pete Marwick. I further acquaint you with some of his work by enclosing a copy of his ADSYS program. ADSYS program. He is convening a meeting of the steering committee of the Canadian Innovation Foundation in the next few weeks. I asked him if he would invite you to attend. He will. You may report this to Greenleaf, Daisy, Davies, et al. I enclose Don Anderson's speech introducing the Canadian Innovation Foundation and several papers reporting its formative processes and status. I drafted the item on the diatomic structure for the steering committee and board of advisors. Perhaps this will help further our common concern about getting the Office of the Future and educational terminal projects underway. I will be in touch by telephone during the week. Kindest regards, Peer Task Force, Z. Charnot. And there is a final letter number 4 here, also directed to Mr. Robert Lang, dated Monday, February the 22nd, 1982, from Operations, regarding your published viewpoint. Dear Bob, as of July 22nd, 1981, Earth Lab Vital Environmental Systems Limited received its federal charter with authorized capital in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Our first two stock subscriptions gained a 114-acre facility near Trenton and $1.8 million U.S. in patents, design patents, trade names, trademarks, copyrights, intellectual properties in general. We are a new company to North America, but we have hundreds of man-years of research behind us. See accompanying research and inventory. I appreciate your remarks. I agree with your viewpoint. I want to help, and I will. For one thing, research and development is not subject to tariff barriers. It can be exported and precipitated inside the borders of other countries. It is possible to use the double tax treaties of other companies of other countries to help ride the bad budget storm through. I have put this to Mike Copeland through his VP of Research, Ray Whitbread. I made some proposals for a non-volatile memory system, which Whitbread liked. I met with Brian Greenleaf and Nick Dawes about the Office of the Future project. As you may know, they are going it alone, perhaps including some collaboration with other companies, but not via the CATA group. I tried to involve Maurice Beverly, another senior vice president tried to help me, but Bob Downey let it drop. Our head offices are at 390 Bay Street, Suite 2020, Toronto, but our major Canadian production facility is located near Trenton, Ontario. Please stay in touch. Kind regards, Z.P. Charnot, Ph.D., Executive Director of Operations, Enclosure, Research and Inventory, and CEE Report.